Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham looking at the official clock. It is 7 o'clock Eastern. That's 6 o'clock Central with the latest update on Tropical Storm Barry. Let's look at the latest. I want to show the satellite, a little different one than we've been showing throughout the day. And it's important to think about what we're looking at here. So the center of the tropical storm is right around there. So what does that mean? That means half of the storm is actually, you're seeing some sunshine. You're seeing a few rain showers come through once in a while. So it's the backside of the storm. It's down in here. It's this large area of convection. That's heavy rain over the Gulf. That's gusty winds. That's very powerful winds. So we have to realize you maybe get some of the winds ahead of time when we start looking at landfall into the morning hours on Saturday, but you may not be getting some of the most significant rain. So we got to be careful with that. So at the beginning, you might not get the rain, but all of this will eventually move to the north very slowly. So let's look at the forecast and how slow this really is. We're moving only about 6 miles an hour. Winds are 65 miles an hour. So as we saturate those soils with all that rain, you will start still see some down power lines and some trees causing some power outages. So we really got to watch out for that as well. So yeah, if you look at this, some of those tropical storm force winds already reaching portions of southeast Louisiana and stretching up into the North Shore over the overnight hours into tomorrow. And if you look at this, that stretches well outside the cone. And we talk about this quite a bit. And we have to realize it really at this point, really, we don't necessarily look at the exact forecast or the cone at this time. You really got to look at the exact impacts, which stretch well outside that cone of uncertainty. So the rainfall, all those clouds that you see as it moves north, it'll be well outside the cone. So let's look at some of those impacts. Slow moving storm, as we can see, the closer these points are together, the slower the movement. By 1 o'clock p.m., Sunday afternoon, the center's still going to be in Louisiana, and that means we're going to have a lot of rainfall. And the forecast really hasn't changed a whole lot. Right around the center and the right-hand side, which is the east side, you're going to see some of the heaviest rainfall. The value is still predicted to be in some areas 15 to 20 inches of rain. Some places could even get higher with time. And that's really in the core of the center and to the right side. But also, it's very important to look at this as well. That's a large area of 10 to 15 inches of rain. And look how far the 6 to 10 inches reaches. That reaches deep into Mississippi, which means, you don't have to be exactly on the coast. This rain's going to spread inland and even far away from the center. I've seen it so many times where these slow-moving systems, as the center moves up north by Sunday in north portions of Louisiana, the whole time you're going to have these rain bands set up. And even if the storms are moving fast in those rain bands, they don't move very fast. So in there, heavy rainfall, tornadoes, 90% of your tornadoes on the right front quadrant of these systems that they come inland. Let's look at the storm surge, a big factor here. We've already saw a lot of water over roads and the water being pushed into Lake Pontchartrain, Shell Beach, others. So right through the Wrigley's, Lake Bourne into Lake Pontchartrain, and you're getting some of these high values of water. We do predict 3 to 5 foot of storm surge in the lake in some of these areas. Also, 3 to 5 foot on the Mississippi coast through Harrison and Jackson counties. But look at the values in South Louisiana around Lafourche Parish, Terrebonne, and Plaquemines Parish, St. Bernard, 3 to 6 foot of storm surge. So that's a lot of water, a lot of danger. So the big takeaway here is this storm may not look like it normally does in a textbook, but the impacts are there. We got to be ready, and we'll give you updates as they come in right here from the National Hurricane Center.